debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the Ultimate Body Wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker and Nose Trimmer, Crop Preserver and Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
I get it.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah, I do. You're tired. You've maxed out for 4 hours during the show. You did an interview. Had to deal with the Diacos.
Yeah. Oh, you know. Thank you.
I get it.
Thank you for getting it. Thank you.
And now you're like, oh, I have to do more. They want more.
They want
Isn't
more.
Isn't this enough?
Haven't I
given you people enough?
Thank you.
No problem.
You never spoke truer. But no, I haven't given them enough because they want more, you got to give them more in order to pay keep the lights on.
I get it, and they're going to get even more today. Well, it won't be released today, but we're doing Flapping Gaps today.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Even more.
They love the Bubba Army.
I know. I get so many messages about it. We're going to try to make it like a weekly thing. I'm going to try my best, Bubs.
They love it. I don't know what it is about you bitches, but they love you too. They love your dynamic. They just love
won't
everything.
Be
love the,
oh.
the Bubba
oh.
Army.
I know.
Love.
I get so.
So I did. Hi, it's the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. This is kind of like the uncensored one, you know, anywhere between 30 minutes to an hour and 15. That's kind of what we go. Somebody's sneezing. We got some kind of. Was that you, Anna? Was that your
sniff? No, I did not sneeze. I don't have allergies.
No, I think it was my fat ass with the chair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sorry.
Did you see, though, where... Blitz, I don't know if you bought those.
I did.
Okay. So Blitz bought from our Amazon deal. Basically, all that's funded by your PayPal donation.
Yes.
So all the stuff, all the equipment and stuff we buy, yes, it goes to your year-end BARP, but we specifically use that to buy stuff, mm-hmm. like supplies and toilet paper and...
Yep, paper towels,
water,
soap.
Just all kinds of
like
stuff.
Like soap.
Yep.
And so Blitz bought us two new chairs.
They're cheaper ones. I wanted to try them out. I figured, well, if they don't, I mean, we'll use them. But if they're better, I'll buy more.
Now, where are you thinking about? My chair's fine.
I love my chair.
Well, like Lummy's chair, chair, and the other chair in here, they're like totally falling apart.
Yeah, they are.
They look bad.
Now,
they feel okay. They just look horrible.
Lummy, can you put them together and can we get them in the old one in the dumpsters instead of the old bullpen just being a chair, a graveyard?
Yeah, I will send them to the trash.
You'll sneak them and you'll reverse dumpster dive?
Exactly.
Right.
I got to take some more stuff there anyhow.
Now, are you going to put them together too?
Yes.
And if you did, if I may, suggest that you maybe set your little camera up and either go live or tape you putting the chair together.
Yeah.
People, Lummy, you're a big time star. People want to see that.
Yeah, no problem.
You know?
No problem. No problem.
They maybe wanted
no problem.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Yeah, no problem. I am on Facebook right now. I got, I don't know how many people are on with me. Not
83 on Facebook, 244 on YouTube.
There you go. And oddly enough, there's our Facebook following has been like going down a little bit. Maybe they're like scrubbing it, or a lot of times when they scrub it, non-active accounts that have been subscribed to you or following you get thrown off.
I think a lot less people are using Facebook these days.
Oh, I
that
know.
That too. Or you get shadow banned, so it doesn't show up first, you know?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you know, like shadow banning.
I think I've been shadow banned my entire career.
It won't just pop up. You'll have to search for it.
Do you think you might be getting your Twitter back, though?
Since Elon Musk is back, he's giving everyone their Twitters back.
Is that what?
I didn't know he said that, but there's
neither.
A chance.
Elon Musk is buying a 9% stake, a little over a 9.2 stake in Twitter, worth $2.9 billion.
He's already made a shit ton of money.
The Tesla CEO purchased 73.5 million shares, according to the regulatory filing on Monday. Yep, Musk has been raising questions about the ability to communicate freely on Twitter, tweeting last month about free speech and social media platforms. Free speech is essential to the functioning Democrats. How do you say that? Democracy. Yes, democracy. Had a lummy moment. and so now, is he going to be the CEO? Or is he just going to have enough whip to get some stuff changed?
It says in a separate tweet, he said that he was giving serious thought to creating a new social media platform.
That was before he bought the shares of
Twitter. Well, here's the thing, though. He knew by doing this is what happened. So he bought the shares. I think they were around, what, $40 a share?
Yeah. $49.50.
The second he bought the shares, they went up $10 a share.
No, hold on. Twitter stock surged 26% in pre-market trading to $49.50.
Yeah, so he made $10 a share.
Yeah, it's already up. It's up $2 since he today.
So it's $12 total.
Of his, what, 700? How many shares did he buy? It was up a little bit.
Yeah, so he's probably made, you know, close to $1 billion.
Yeah, he most likely made that back.
Whether he does anything with it or not, he's already made that money.
Just because he's such a
financial,
he's just such a juggernaut of greatness that people think that any investment that he would make is a smart one, and they follow it, which causes his stock. Now, is it a quick in and out, or I mean, is it a long term play with him?
So he's already been messing with him. He's already said, like, on his own Twitter, it's like, hey, would you guys like to see an edit button? Like, he's just doing things like that, which, you know, the people that run Twitter say, no, that'll never happen.
So if he bought 73.5 million shares of Twitter.
Which is what he did.
And $12 a share. What's
I know,
that?
But what does that give him as far as?
9% stake, which he's the largest owner.
All right, so Blitz, now he owns 9% of it, and he's the largest single owner. Now, there's probably, you know, hedge funds and things like that. But he probably is the largest person. Does he own more than the Jack Dorsey guy? Or Jack Dorsey sold out.
He sold it. Yeah, he is the largest single shareholder.
Person. Yeah.
All right. So then, Blitz, I'm thinking he might have a lot of whip.
Depends on how the corporate structure is set up.
Right. But he could have a lot of whip. And what if you think there's a chance we could get our account back? The thing about it is, if they give it back, Blitz, I doubt that they give us back our 121,000 followers.
Right. They probably give you the handle back.
They give you the handle back with zero. Mm. Now, Blitz, do you know why we got banned? There's all these rumors and stuff, but a lot of times you know stuff, and then you'll be like, "Well, yeah, I knew that all along," but you never told me about it.
Mm.
So
the reason they gave.
The reason they gave in conjunction with what you really think happened.
Florida Stanley, $100 super chat.
On a PayPal?
Super chat.
Our PayPal address is paypal@thebubbaarmy.com.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah, it is, Lummy.
I'm sorry. It was a super chat. Sorry. I was correcting myself.
Chat, yes, I was just promoting our PayPal. Thank you. Now, Blitz, a double-sided question. One, what did they say? And two, what do you think really happened?
They say you had multiple accounts.
Okay.
I'm not sure what really happened.
Well, you know that I didn't have any account. Like, I had Tyler's account and my account. And so I was told that they went on and considered like Ned BTLS, Brent BTLS, Janessa BTLS, anybody who had the BTLS gimmick, which a lot of my, I think
right,
I made
people that worked here use the same, I mean, obviously it was the same IP.
I'm Lummix BTLS.
Lummy BTLS, that was all considered the same account.
Could be.
And that's why they banned us. And that,
that absolutely could be why.
And that's what I was told. And I'm like, well, isn't that about the most chicken shit? And the fact that we weren't trying to circumvent anything.
I'm willing to bet they sent multiple emails and said, hey, you know, we would detect multiple accounts. What's the deal? And it was never replied to. And so they banned the account.
But you can't really talk to anybody, can you?
Not after they banned it, but during the investigation process.
We did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, Brian did.
No, way before all that.
Oh, before.
Before they banned. I'm sure they, like, multiple times sent emails.
No.
But we didn't have control of the email.
All right, well, let's talk about something a little bit more optimistic. I hate negative stuff. I'm trying for you guys not to be negative with me.
No. But I'm thinking because of this, there's a chance we can get it back.
Really?
Yeah.
And how do we start that process?
Wait until see what he does, basically. If he does, like, start doing stuff, then he might open it up to people who've been banned before to come back easier.
Ooh.
And there's been something like Trump.
Right.
He's supposed to be back on end of summer?
Who, Trump?
Yeah.
So if Trump gets back on, then wouldn't that maybe increase our argument of getting back on?
Sure. Yes. So.
Yeah. And we'll be like, listen, you can cancel the Ned and the Brent and the Spice and the Janessa and all that. Just all we want is... Well, we end up changing it to at the Bubba Army, didn't we?
Yes.
So that's what we were, right? At the Bubba Army,
correct.
The one that finally got. Because remember, Caveman messed up.
Yes.
And we had didn't we have BTLS Radio?
Yeah, BTLS Radio. Because it started out as your own Twitter, and it turned into the show Twitter.
Right.
And then
BTLS Radio
changed it, and it got rid of our verification, which hurt us too, as far as.
But didn't get rid of our amount. But allowed somebody to go get.
Yeah, because he didn't secure the old name, too.
And so some troll went and got it and would, like, just write the most worst stuff on there. Be like, you know, Bubba, you know, fucks, you know, goats.
Right. Girl, I'm sure that was part of it,
underage girl goats.
Oh, no.
But the whole point of starting this was that you might be able to get it back when Elon.
Yeah, hopefully.
Gets, you know, does start doing stuff.
Lummy, I think the goats hate their new place.
Oh, no.
Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because this past weekend, I was here quite a bit working, and it was raining a couple times quite hard. And they will not go to the structure when it rains. They go right to the tube.
Well, the problem is that Big Red, whenever he gets back out here, we have something to, because there's a little spot in there where it pretty much floods that top area.
Well, now, how's that, buddy? Did they put a hole in there?
No, not them. It's just we just need to seal off where the roof, it like comes right in there, and it's all wet there. And they don't like getting wet.
So we didn't make it dry. We didn't make it weatherproof at all.
No, he's got Big Red's already got one piece. We just got to
Now, but oddly enough, the shanty town, even though it wasn't engineered to be weatherproof, through all the shanty of it, it ended up being weatherproof. There was four or five different areas within the shanty that they could be dry. And they would be fine.
Bunch. Yeah, I mean, you put, you know, pallets on top of pallets on top of pallets and plywood. Right. So they were
far more happier with the shanty when it comes to now. When it rains, they just stay in the tube and they get mad. I don't think they like being in that tube.
No, they hate the tube. Like playing with the tube.
No, they really don't. They don't like the tube. They really don't. And the only time they go in the tube is when it's raining. And then they'll stick their head outside the tube and tell you they're mad. Yeah. Like I'm controlling the rain.
Yeah, turn the rain off.
Well, they don't know any better. They're fucking goats.
They were yelling. It was raining hard, and baby kept sticking his head out of the tube and be like, "Ma!" I'm like, "What the fuck are you think I'm going to do about it, buddy? I'm not the one getting you guys wet."
Yeah, blame God.
That's why they hate you. They think you keep getting
them wet. Yeah, blame God. Now, thank you.
Do you think we should take the tube, although it's heavy? Do you think we should take the tube and maybe put it under the existing? Or it maybe catty corner out the existing new facility, or should we just keep the tube where it's at? Because the tube now is somewhat detached from the living area.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like right now where they go in between, because the water's over there too now.
I'll give you my vision later. I just
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, well, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
With a boat, is the boat first seaworthy to be determined if it's seaworthy? And secondly, I did see where you guys kind of cleaned it up a little bit around there.
Yes. Ed Kelly with $100 cash, bye-bye for life.
PayPal or stars or what?
Twitch.
Cash.
Cash. PayPal.
Lummy, are you a little bit off today?
No, I've been on. I'm sorry. I was reading the message.
You said Twitch. We've been off Twitch now for an hour.
No, Bubba Army for Life is his name on Twitch.
Oh, okay.
And so I read Twitch. Sorry. My bad.
No, my bad. So, Lummy.
Yes, sir.
So, do you think is the boat seaworthy? Do we need the boat? Do we, does, you know, what?
I was talking with,
it looks like
Cretin.
The fountain's working Cretin? Again.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking with Paper Tiger, and he said that it would be good to have it. So, I was going to see if I could just, if we could store it maybe in the back there by the other shed, like outside of that where all the woods are.
Oh, you want to store it? Not give them the option to be in it?
I mean, we can. I just wasn't sure if you just wanted it, you know,
well,
away.
I mean, if they like to stand on the boat and the boat is going to be okay there,
yeah,
then it can be part of the deal.
Okay. Yeah, they like to do their little
The only
wheelies.
Other thing I'd like to ask, and maybe it's a Nash question, but you know we have that badass fish light that literally fishlight.com sent me back in the day to put in the pond?
Do you know where it's at?
Yes, okay. I do know where it's at.
I've never seen it.
I can show it to you right now.
That's nice.
And it's ready to go. But like, how hard are those to hook up?
I don't know about the fountain, because obviously a lot of times you put those to the dock. So I don't know how sturdy that fountain is.
What I'm saying is it can't be, I mean, if you threw some concrete block down there,
and hook the fish light up to that.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like how, Blitz, are you familiar with how they hook up fish lights?
Yeah.
Is it hard? Like, could we, do you, where do you wire it in at? Would you wire it in over by the pump?
Probably by the pump.
Right, and does it have a just, could you put it on a timer, or could you literally just have a switch to operate?
Either or. And we need to get a new cover for that switch, the other pump, because the goats keep flipping the switch.
Spin the switch.
So, turning on the other
so
pump.
So, Blitz, now the goats, do you determine when the pump's on? Do they really know how to turn it off?
Yeah, it's been like four times, though.
Yeah.
They know how to turn it on.
Not the fountain pump, the other pump.
The well pump. I've been out there and it just shoots straight up in the air.
Because the well pump has that just regular like household switch,
right?
And the plastic cover is gone from that, so now they just go over and they don't know what they're doing.
So not wonder they don't eat it.
Well, that's what they're trying to do probably, and it just flips it on.
Yeah.
And so and then oh yeah, well
can
the
water
we have,
just shoots straight up and I go turn it off.
Can we have? We don't really need that pump. So can we just have Nash's turn? You know, maybe disconnect the electric to it or something.
We could probably use that. For the light,
yeah,
I'm assuming.
But put a goatable flip on it. So they go over there and flip, and then they think it's funnier than hell because all this water shooting
probably
out.
Scares them. It scares them,
and they
on.
Run away.
Yeah.
And then dumbass me walks out and turns it off.
But hold on. What if it, that could also run my, that could run my power water bill up here too, could it not?
Yeah.
What about the water bill though? Because that's coming just, out of the.
No, but the power bill, yeah. That pump's not, you know, that's a big pump.
Mm-hmm.
Big half power, I don't know what the hell it is.
It's probably half or three quarters.
Let's ask the Nashes. One, can we hook up the fish light?
Okay.
Do you know how cool it would be?
Is the fish light? The fish light's 120, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, after the show, I can show you where it's at, Blitz.
Okay.
It's in a box, ready to go. And so, Lummy, if you could get the fish light hooked up, and maybe that hooked up to the switch that runs the pump that we can disconnect, and then put a different type of switch so the goats can't turn it on and off.
Okay.
Lummy, are you afraid to put the fish light on there because it'll show the lack of fish?
No, not at all. When I did
because
the goat
Blitz,
report,
at the end of the day, when we put the fish light on there at night, you can see if there's fish down there or not. Can you not?
Yeah.
And Lummy, what if we turn the fish light on? Boom! No fucking fish.
Or you'll see the jumping and go, you know what, Lummy? I'm sorry. You were right. There's a lot of fish in here.
Lummy, I would love to be put in that position.
I would love to put you in that
where
position.
Where you fucking drop the mic and face me. Oh. Be like, bitch, look at those fish.
I'm going to go to Walmart and just buy like 120 goldfish and just throw them in the pond.
Great, so now we're fucked on the goldfish.
I want real fish,
No, there's real fish, Bubba. On the Goat Report, a couple dropped.
I'd like for you to just get a report from the Nashes / the Creatine Travis. How do we anchor it down? How do we wire it up? That's my next thing for back there, if you could do that for me, please.
No problem.
I love you.
Love you.
Hi, who is this? You're on the air.
What's up, guys? Florida Stanley.
Hi, Florida Stanley. How you doing?
Hey, good. I don't think Lummy saw the note that I attached to my $100 drop because he was on the other screen. But I'm going to be in Tampa for what you guys are doing, $199. I'm seeing if I can get an invite.
What type of level is Florida Stanley barb quality? He's barb quality,
oh,
isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you can, my friend.
Sweet. 8 o'clock.
So get with Lummy. Get with Lummy. And he'll give you the ins and outs. It's going to be on the 22nd, Friday the 22nd. Okay. And get with Lummy to get the ins and outs and the rules and the whole nine yards.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Florida Stanley. And I don't think it's a I don't think a 199 is a plus one, is it, Blitz?
Usually no.
Hello.
Bye-bye.
Unless Blitz, he's got a hot wife. And then, you know,
we
could possibly, you know, on a case-by-case basis, make a different exception, Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Hello, who's this? Or maybe Blitz, they got an 18-year-old daughter that's super hot, right?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, sir.
It's Tampa Terry, brother. I need your help.
Yeah, go ahead, brother. Let's see how long I can last here, brother.
I'm trying to reinvent myself as a strength training coach and a health and wellness coach.
What?
And people in your chat room keep saying that I eat sticks of butter like it's a fucking chocolate bar, and I do not.
All right, that's
fucking
great.
Ridiculous.
All right,
we don't care.
Terry, I could care less.
Yeah, we don't care.
In fact, you eating sticks of butter is far more entertaining than you calling in and proclaiming yourself not to eat sticks of butter, my friend. Yeah.
I don't eat them anyways, and the Bubba Army is starting.
Don't be trying to get stiff with me, Terry. You should be begging off, fucking being a. You should Shakespeare with me, bitch. Don't fucking try to get heat with me. Don't heal on me, buddy.
I'm not. I need you to give an order from the top of the Bubba Army to tell people to stop saying that.
No, because you just want me to stop saying that. They're going to say it more. It's going to make you more popular. How about this? I could give a fuck what they say. That's my official ruling.
Well,
okay, there we go.
Now he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, my official ruling is I could give a fuck about your sticks of butter, your sticks of shit. I could care less, buddy, okay?
We don't care.
Sticks of shit. Sticks of shit.
Whatever. You guys handle you Bubba Army and Chad, handle your own business. We have moderators and shit. You guys handle it.
Yeah, we got the Iggy's in there.
Yeah. Hello. That's with a blitz override.
Hey, Bubba. Hey, Bubba. It's Alan.
Hi, Alan. Let's.
Hey, Alan. How's it going, man?
Hey.
Oh, that's right. He's our favorite.
Yeah. No, Alan is doing. I'm working closely with Alan on something, and I would like for you guys to be a little more respectful for Alan.
Of course. Alan's the greatest.
And not even like a negative bullshit. Alan is to be given the respect, please.
Yeah,
of course.
Alan's doing a great job for me. And Alan, that's all we're going to say as to what we're doing together. All right, buddy. That's it.
Exactly. As long as you're happy, Bubba.
I am very happy, Alan. Very happy.
I got a chick I caught on Tucker last night. I don't know if you talked. I texted it to Dan. It's right down Dan and Blitz's Power Alley. He had this little Dutch correspondent on for Ukraine. I wanted to see what Blitz thought. I don't need to get you upset, Anna. Look up Ava, E-V-A, and then just start typing V-L-A-A-D.
Hold
it's on. Like a long Dutch word.
Ava, and then V-E.
V-L-A-A-D, and it comes like Vlaterbach or something.
Hold on here.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Anna Vlad?
Vlaterbach.
Send her to me.
I'm trying to get
Vlardinger Baroque.
And you're saying this could be Blitz's...
This is right down Blitz's power alley.
Now, Blitz, don't be a dick. And if Alan kind of hits it and it is in your power alley, please give proper credit where credit is due.
Okay.
I can't play the audio.
Well, it's Alan, so I'm sure it's going to be fantastic.
I'm not going to play the audio. She was on. Was she on Tucker Carlson last night?
Yeah, she was.
Yep.
All right. And I'm not going to play... Blitz, it's usually the audio gets you in trouble, right?
Yeah.
All right, so this is Anna Vlader-Vlipper. Whoa.
Pretty strong.
Yeah, I mean, even his girlfriend says that's pretty strong. Blitz, what say
Alan,
you?
Alan, you're the man.
I sent you pictures.
Look at her.
Alan is a stud.
God.
Good guy.
All right, you're going to send me more pictures? You sent me pictures?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. This is further examples of Anna Vlader-Vlipper.
Vlader-Block.
Hold on here. I don't know about that. I don't know if Blitz. I think Blitz
would plain Jane.
Blitz would certainly go for that. Blitz,
absolutely.
Blitz would go
hottest
for that.
Hottest ever.
Blitz would go for that.
She is cute.
Probably would go for that little bit on a kind of heavy bicuspid deal. Oh yeah, Blitz is definitely go for that. Yeah, I mean she's pretty hot, Alan.
Alan, you're right.
Yeah.
God,
anything
ever.
Alan says is right.
Mm-hmm.
You guys quit patronizing Alan.
No,
okay?
Not at all.
They considered me a dick versus this
Alan, don't worry about what they think. Well, you and I are working closely together on something. They can F off. Okay,
Alan
buddy.
And I have text exchanges and calls.
And you told me before he's your favorite person to talk to.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's fine. Alan and I are speaking together on something, and we're going to leave it at that. Alan, I'll talk to you probably later today, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Thanks. Quit being a bunch of dicks. I know how you guys are.
No, I'm not. I'm being very nice.
Yeah, I respond to Alan
beautiful.
All the time.
She's
pretty.
You're the only one, Anna, that's being truthful.
She is pretty.
Because you know if Blitz wasn't up, you know, so updating your ass that he would be like, oh, my God.
Oh, he'd be all over that.
Well, I didn't really
Blitz
matter.
Feels like you can speak freely about that stuff. We're pretty honest about it. We'll be like, oh, that girl's hot. That guy's hot.
Yeah, but then there's a lot of there's some shtick involved in whether you should put Alan over, and then he puts Alan over so hard that it's not
believable. Well, that has nothing to do with me.
Right.
And that's just negative little bullshit world.
No,
I
love Alan. Bub, let me call out his cheers. Oh, that's what you never have. Never mind. Sorry.
Biggie 7375, $50 super chat.
Thank you,
Alan.
That must have been
Alan.
Thank
you so very much. It's a very glorious day for me. I'm headed over to SOS Automotive. I'll document it.
Glorious.
I'm bringing some red line oil for them to do an oil change.
Awesome.
I don't have a K&N filter to fit that, but I think Rick's going to get me one.
It takes a big round filter, right? The above the carburetor deal.
I don't know where the filter is on that.
No, I think it's one of the ones that sit right on top of the carb, isn't it? Big round one,
You're talking about an air filter.
Yeah, isn't that what we're talking about?
No, I'm talking about an oil filter.
Oh, sorry.
But why are you being extra, like, negative? Like,
what are you talking about? Like, I thought you meant air filter. K&M makes air filters.
How's your chicken?
Yeah, let's go. I'm just going to go ahead and... He's just being blitzed today. So I'll go ahead and wrap this up, and I got to go head over to SOS Automotive. And Lummy, I guess we'll do this tomorrow morning.